Well, kiddies, it's 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Dave. More Top 50 after the news. Following the fire on board this radio ship, Mevo 2, last night, three men have been arrested in Amsterdam. The men have been charged with planting a bomb on board the ship, which started an intense fire which has burnt out most of the after ship structure. The bomb exploded last night at 22:50 hours and started a fire instantly. After a few minutes, it was believed the fire was under control, but suddenly it worsened. Members of the crew and broadcasting staff attempted to halt the fire. The Mayday call was broadcast in English and Dutch, and for a while, members of the crew left the ship for life rafts. Eventually, the tugboat Eurotrip came alongside, and crew and staff joined this vessel. Throughout the fire, the transport engineer, Kurt, the chief ship's engineer, Joop, and the captain, Captain Hartevelt, remained on board. Within an hour of the explosion, two firefighting vessels were alongside and putting out the fire, which was by that time raging throughout the whole stern of the ship. Other ships, tugs, lifeboats and naval vessels also joined in the firefighting. We would now like to thank all on board those vessels who helped us. Also, our thanks to those on land who might have helped us last night. We shall not forget what you have done. The damage to the radio ship at the moment, the whole of the after end of the ship is a write-off construction-wise, and our engines and DC generators are, however, working. The remainder of the vessel, including transmitter, hull, studios, newsroom and disc jockey's quarters, are undamaged. There is no further danger, and programs will continue as normal. Firstly, to the Radio North Sea office in Hilversum, Holland. Would someone from the Dutch Radio North Sea office please make sure that they are listening this evening at 6:30 p.m. That's 19:30 hours. There will be a message of considerable importance for you. Once again, we wish that someone from the office in Hilversum should be listening this evening at 6:30 for a very important message. And secondly, due to the present conditions, the Department of News and Current Affairs is having considerable difficulty in bringing you news. So this will be the final newscast.